Okay, we are recording. Hey everybody, it is 8:30 on a Tuesday night. This is supposed to go out tomorrow morning, but we don't have kids tonight. They are staying at Grandma, or as we call her, Cece's house. So we're going to be late night podcasting. We have a fun episode tonight with lots of wins. One great win we'll talk about when we get past our cool music. Hey, y'all, again, welcome to another episode of the Wednesday podcast, where we make a big deal about the small victories in our life. Positivity is such a powerful tool to create a healthier life, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. And that is why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about the wins that we have had the week before. So we're going to go ahead and jump into this week's wins, because it is Wednesday, and we're going to let Heather kick us off with her wins.
Well, I'm glad that we're starting with mine, because mine is not as exciting, probably, as yours, but Taco Bell opened. You might live in a small town if you get excited about Taco Bell.
Oh, my.
The best Mexican food there is.
No.
Yes.
Heather has always enjoyed Taco Bell our entire marriage, and I can guarantee you we have eaten there a handful of times or less. But she claims she is a Taco Bell enthusiast. And usually she is the only one that gets anything if we ever stop anywhere. So, as far as the Taco Bell goes, but yeah, we have a new Taco Bell. Of course, we didn't go to it yet. We drove by it. Like packed. All small town people do, they drive by their new places that are open, and it was packed to the max. So we did not get any, juicy burritos yet, but Heather is eyeing that gordito crunch wrap. All right, what else you got? Speaking of Taco Bell, what is your favorite fast food restaurant?
All
right, and what defines a fast food restaurant is a drive-through window.
A drive-through window?
It has to be able to be ordered on site and picked up in a window.
You know what? I'm feeling Culver's is probably
the best. Did we already talk about this?
I don't know.
Culver's.
No, but I don't know.
Culver's.
I don't know. What's my
favorite? We're talking like we have Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, Jimmy John's, Subway.
Jimmy John's doesn't have a drive-through.
Bet. Do you not remember living in here on South Dakota?
Oh, we did.
Oh, yes. Jimmy John's is fast food. Where else? Think of them. Come on now. Cane's.
No. Oh.
Slim's Chicken or Slim that Chickens?
One. Slim's.
So you would take Slim's over Cane's.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Guthrie's?
Not in like 15 years.
Yeah, Guthrie's was the best. It still is. It's still in Alabama. For everybody in Alabama who likes Taco Casa,
it looks disgusting.
I've been once. And it's just like, you know the El Paso meat seasoning you can get for taco meat?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they use that. It's nothing special.
Well, I went online the other day, curious about it. And I looked it up, and the food in the pictures looks like in the movies when they make cafeteria food look disgusting.
Yeah.
It looked like that.
They're not changing anything when you go in there. Oh, is that my water? Can you hand me that? they're not. I mean, it looks like that. It looks like a 1970s taco diner if you go into it. I've been into one once. I went and ate with a preacher friend of mine one afternoon for lunch. He invited me. He said, hey, let's go to Taco Casa. And I was like, okay. And you drive up and it, the sign makes me think of like a motel that's most likely got bed bugs in it. So, yeah, I'm not a, I don't know what the craze is, but
I want to go try people it. In our and area we're going to video it and review it.
Taco Casa.
I didn't go to Goodwill today. So I'm going to go. Does Taco Casa have a drive-thru?
Yeah, I think so.
I am going to go to Taco Casa's drive-thru and we're going to order.
You're on a diet.
I know, but we're going to order stuff and we're going to video what it looks like for all of you people on our page.
We have to go inside then. We can't go through the drive-thru.
Oh, but I'm going to video it and I'm going to post it to the Wednesday Podcast Facebook group. Only there. I will not share this anywhere else. I am not a food blogger, reviewer, anything of that sort. So it would be for only you guys.
We have to be careful because there are some true Taco Casa enthusiasts out there.
No, I'm going to go get Taco Bell and bring it with me. And we're going to do comparisons of the equivalents that they have in Taco Bell of burritos and stuff. And we're going to see which is better. I bet you that guy that we watch that's from Alabama on YouTube that does the funny food comparison videos. Yeah. I bet you he's done one. You think?
From Alabama that does food comparison. Oh, the Matt Mitchell guy?
Yeah. I bet you we're going to look it up. And if we find it, we'll just.
I wonder if he's done best fast food burritos. He's done best fast food breakfast burritos.
And he did Happy Meals.
Oh, and the new Taco Bell that just opened just so happens to be a breakfast Taco Bell, so exciting. Oh. Very excited. I'll be hitting up some breakfast, even though I don't really eat breakfast. Okay, next win. So we've got Heather's number one win this past week. Taco Bell opened.
Oh, actually, another win. I braved heavy traffic to go drop my ring off at the store place.
You're still
to
wearing
get fixed.
It.
The other ring, my band. I lost a diamond.
Oh.
And I did it all
by
myself.
I thought it was on that one.
No, it was on the other one. All by myself. And while I was there, a guy proposed to his girlfriend in the middle of the diamond store. So.
Oh, no.
That was kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, will you marry me? Okay, now pick out your ring.
That's how he did it?
Basically.
That's pretty
interesting. Pretty smart. I mean,
what if she's like, oh, I really love that one. He's like, no, no, no. And she was like, okay, never mind.
Remember what happened when we went?
Yeah. Heather walks up to the counter and was like, oh, that's really pretty. And that person was like, oh, that's $34,000.
No, it was a $40,000 ring.
And we were like, clearance, please. Clearance. Send us
to
the clearance.
But you said to me, whatever ring. Go find your ring.
I will tell you, Heather is, she was like cool with like one of those fake Morganite rings.
I still want my Morganite
ring. She was like,
ring.
Hey, just get this for me. I don't care, but worldly, how do I put this? Worldly influences crept into her mind by people around her. So we did not get a Morganite ring, but she did get a very beautiful authentic looking ring. So it's very cool. It's one of the, like the only ones I've ever seen of its kind. So I think it's cool. All right. You braved the traffic, which at that time as a scary place to be.
It was right when kids got out of school. So not only am I driving, but then you've got inexperienced 16-year-old drivers also driving in this area, and it is the scariest part of town to go drive at. And I don't drive. I am a passenger princess. Oh. And so.
Whoa. All right. I know people on there have been, especially married people, because you're probably in that married people algorithm on social media. And you've seen the reels of the wife sitting in, and there's a comedian that's like, I never knew that when I got married, I would finally learn how to drive because I now have had, it's hilarious. And I appreciate my side seat driver so much. There's no telling how many wrecks we have been saved from because of her letting us know.
Hey,
I'm being honest. There are multiple times where you have been like, are you looking? And
remember that train?
The train
in the middle of the night on our way home
from somewhere
in South Dakota. They didn't have lights anywhere.
It was sketchy.
And somehow I look up and I was like, there's a train. And you were going like 60. And I'm glad I said something. This was one of those moments that...
There's multiple. I can count probably 20 times. I don't know if I can name them all. But there's been at least 20 times where she has saved us from a tragic event happening. So... Husbands out there, appreciate your side seat drivers. They have saved you from a lot of wrecks. So, okay. What else you got?
That's it.
Okay. My wins of the week are grass is growing in the state of Alabama, which is super cool because it means spring is coming. Spring is almost sprung. And
my roses are back.
Heather's roses are just super going. Our gardenias lost all their leaves last year, but they're starting. I think they're coming back. Our hydrangeas are coming back. And our two hydrangeas that we thought were dead already have their leaves back.
But Matt, gardenias are not supposed to do that.
But I think that was just a first year fluke. They're doing good. I promise. If not, we have a 1-year warranty. So, also with spring being sprung, I have manlied up and fixed my riding lawnmower. It is a 1997 Husqvarna riding lawnmower, and I fixed it. I put a new carburetor on it, a new starter solenoid. What else did I do to it? New ignition switch. So, and that thing cranks up and purrs like a kitten. I don't know what I was trying to say there. So, I don't know. Lots of YouTube videos have really, encouraged me. It's always fun to accomplish something like that. So it's running, it's ready to go. We got some grass seed planted in spots we needed it. And yeah, another win. So that's 1, 2. Made it a whole week trying to eat better, and I'm down 5 pounds. So Heather and I have tried to start eating better. I know it's hard to do.
We've been low carb.
Yeah, we've been trying to go low carb. Whatever you say out there, which diet's the best, we don't care. Low carb always works for us because it's easier meals. We have two young kids who like to eat some greens, and it's just easy that way for us. So... pretty good this week. Usually we make it about 3 or 4 days, and we are like, oh, this is just too much. But we went a whole week, and we're still going. So pretty cool. And then biggest news of all was just literally before we started this podcast, I was at men's Bible study tonight, and we had a man get baptized tonight, which is awesome. I've been studying with this guy for about a month. Super awesome guy, really open to understanding what truth is, really eager to learn. So that was super fun. Also ate pork chops and some pinto beans with, I told the guy who made the pinto beans, he did a good job because his bean to like pork ratio was perfect. It was like half pork, like half beans. So really awesome night. Man, it's just a joy to see somebody make that decision in their life, and to be a part of that is even better. So super proud of that guy. And yeah, so I've had a pretty big night. All the while still had a men's Bible study before that. He was there and was like, hey, you know, I'm thinking about getting baptized. And we were like, whoa, let's do it now. So he went and picked up his wife, brought her back. And in the meantime, we did a men's Bible study in the process. So yeah. And another big win. I'm just full of wins. I've started this thing Tuesday mornings. I make coffee and I just invite men to come over and hang out, at the church building when I'm there in the mornings. And had some guys show up and gotten to hang out and spend a couple hours talking. So, yeah, super pumped and, yeah, lots of good wins. Pretty pumped. I'm excited for this next week now for the many more wins that we're going to have.
Yep.
Heather's tired, it looks like.
So, being low carb, if you were given a carb right now, what would your go-to be?
Right now or anytime? Or is it like specifically right now?
Right now.
I'm about to go eat that Hershey bar in that fridge.
Is there a carb in that? Is there carbs in chocolate or is it just all sugar?
What is sugar is carbs.
Oh no,
Heather hasn't been staying true.
Next question. Cadbury cream eggs or caramel?
Or caramel. It's like crayon or crown. I don't like Cadbury cream eggs, so I like the chocolate, but I don't like caramel, just like caramel. I mean, I do. Like, Werther's caramels are pretty good.
I didn't know that they made Cadbury caramel eggs.
All right, what's your favorite Easter candy? Or what is your favorite candy that is specially made for Easter time? Peeps?
Gross. Ew. No.
Cadbury cream eggs?
I mean, yeah. I don't like the chocolate on the Cadbury cream egg, but I like the cream inside.
It's literally egg. All I ever like is the chocolate. So
we can trade. I'll eat the cream stuff and give you the shell.
I think you bought some of those last year. Probably.
Probably. But
well, we're on a diet, so we can't have them now.
I just like Reese's.
Oh, and I fixed our sink today. Another win.
Yeah.
Cool. Just doing some manly stuff this past week. yeah.
Next question. Which is better, Starburst jelly beans or the Jolly Rancher ones?
Jelly beans, period, are awesome.
Oh, they now have crispy cream donut flavored ones.
Gross.
And then they've got boba drink ones. And then I forgot what else I saw today, but I was very tempted by them. Very.
Boba tea. Here's the thing. Krispy Kreme is like the John Deere of donuts, of tractors. Donuts. Krispy Kreme. They're overpriced. Remember that one time we went and we got four dozen. That's it. Four dozen.
For like 86
It was
bucks.
Like $72. And I was like, okay, these are not worth $72. Y'all are making money off a name. They're good because they melt in your mouth and you can eat 14 of them.
I don't think they're that good anymore.
Heather's into like...
I like Shipley's.
Shipley's is good.
Or Yummies in
remember,
Denver.
Yeah, we had a...
That was the best.
That
in daylight.
Road was awesome. All right, donut or bagel?
Donut.
No. New York bagel near where we went to school, Bear Valley Bible Institute. Shout out. Great school. There is a place called New York Bagel right next to it. Now, you smelled like a humongous onion coming out of there.
It was disgusting.
But it was the best because you go in there and their bagels were
I mean,
awesome.
Their bagels were pretty legit, but you stink so bad
you
all
did.
Day.
Their coffee was decent too. It wasn't just awesome coffee.
No, it wasn't. It was gross.
I liked it. Heather just didn't get as many invites as I did, so she's upset. But I would go, me and a few of the other guys in the school and some of the instructors would go and get breakfast there before school started. And so we'd be there like right when the doors would open, I'd go in order, you know what my order was? Blueberry bagel with the honey almond cream cheese.
Yeah, they did have good cream cheese.
Oh, and they didn't play games when it came. This is the first time I've ever been to a place. They put like a half inch thick.
Yeah,
thing
they
of
did
cream cheese.
So much cream cheese.
Oh, it was awesome. It was the best. And then I got coffee, and then we ate, hung out, and talked, and then we'd go to school.
Have you had that new Hero donut place near your mom's
yet? We've had it once.
I don't think I've had it.
Not that one next to her. The one down in Homewood, we've had it from there.
I thought about going and getting the girls donuts before school.
No, I like kolaches, though. I'm not a donut guy. I'll eat donuts. I like the little cake with icing ones. Crullers. I like Crullers. Sour cream donuts.
Oh, you like the cake donuts.
I like cake donuts, but they have Crullers. I like cake donuts if they have like the icing on the around, like the glaze around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's donut talk. but I can't eat donuts right now. That place in Tuscaloosa was good though. We went that one time.
That was so good.
That was a big name one somewhere.
It was cute too.
Yeah, it was in downtown Tuscaloosa area. River Walk. Is that what it's called? Riverside?
I don't know.
River something. Okay. So if you were, okay, what would be your best cheat meal right now if you could think about it? So carbs, load them up.
Onopoki.
Okay. Let us know what Onopoki is.
Well, I mean, it's
Did we figure out if it's Onopoki or Onopoke?
It's a pokey. I think, I'm pretty sure we determined that it's pokey.
I think it's poke.
Whatever. But it's ahi tuna with...
It's like Hawaiian.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian bowls thing. It's really good.
It's my favorite. We talked about that too. We talk about it every time. Because the only thing I could survive if I was only allowed to have three different foods the rest of my life, it would be Onopoki.
Banana bread.
No. It would be the Onopoki place, poke bowls, and then it would be acai bowls, and then it would be donuts.
I could not be a full-time teacher. My mouth gets so dry just teaching for like 1 hour. That's a good choice. Good choice. Good choice. What if you couldn't have coffee?
Then I would...
Did that just make a noise?
Yeah. Then I would have to figure it out. I would have to do something. I don't know.
I think I'm running on like fumes right now.
Oh, no.
I was up at the church building at like 6:30 this morning. What would be my, like, if there was a meal? So you said Onopoki. Oh, life hack. Get acai bowls. We had them again last night. And I lost 3 pounds yesterday and I had an acai bowl. I thought I was cheating and it was going to be terrible. Those things are awesome.
Fruit.
Well, the Nutella and the peanut butter ain't no fruit on top. And the granola. And I think that lady.
That's the best thing ever.
That lady. Heather was, she was having enough of this diet thing. And so after her photo session she did yesterday, I was like, let's just go. And I made the mistake of going the wrong way home. And I was like, let's just, she was like, oh, this girl is doing her traveling around. What is it? Street bowls?
Yes. And we went and found her.
We found her and got us some bowls and they hit the spot.
She did good.
She put like the Nature Valley granola in it because there was massive chunks of it, and I loved it. I am an acai bowl like enthusiast now.
I'm getting one tomorrow.
Okay. We're going to pick up some side jobs to pay for our acai experience. Okay. Here we go. We're going to stay on the food topic because we're on a diet. I want you to close your eyes. Picture your... 16, you've got your choker necklace on.
I didn't wear those.
Your Heelys. Was
like fifth grade. Or
your puka shell necklace.
I didn't have one of those.
Your Heelys.
I didn't have those.
And whatever, your buckle jeans and all these things. And you're walking into the mall with all your girlfriends. Okay? And your stomach starts to growl.
Auntie Annie's.
Hold on. You have $20 to spend on food. Where are you going to spend that money?
Auntie Annie's.
Is it Auntie Ann's or Annie's?
I don't know. The pretzel place. Annie Ann's.
Okay,
whatever.
What's your pretzel? You still got money left over.
I'm going to get me two. I'm going to get me the sugar one with a caramel sauce.
The cinnamon sugar?
Yes. Yeah, and then I'm going to get me a salted one with the jalapeno cheddar. Okay. That is all.
Are you getting a drink?
Water.
Boring. That's all.
That's it.
That's all you're going to get from the Tuscaloosa. No, where? Tallahassee Mall.
Great American Cookie.
Okay, so she will be carved up big time. Even though carbs are not in sugar, so that's good. I'm going to go with that. There is no carbs in that chocolate bar. Okay, this is me. I'm going into the Galleria with my Heelys on. And
Those were not around until we were after.
No.
We were graduating.
I remember in high school, kids going down the hall with some Heelys.
Hoover was just
way above your time. You're a private school girl. You didn't know. All right. Now, if you were to walk into the Galleria, you were not going to see this place anyways. You know where I'm going? Boardwalk Fries. Birmingham Galleria. Awesome. You could get a massive cup of fries. And I think they gave like really good honey mustard with it too. Or cheese sauce. Boardwalk Fries. Okay, that's only going to run me. Because we're also going with prices back in the day. It's probably $5. Get me a large... If I'm 15 or 16, getting me a full sugar Dr. Pepper or something.
Ew.
I ain't worried about the diet yet. Then I'm probably going to hop on over to Peking Wok and get me one of those big styrofoam things full of fried rice noodles, some orange chicken, and some General Tso's chicken. I'm going to crush it for $20. I don't know what it is. That's like the best Chinese food.
It is mall Chinese food. I love mall Chinese food.
We had a place, though, in Hoover growing up that was called New China. That it's not there. I don't know. It's not the same one that my mom orders from now. But
I don't know.
You could go in there, no joke, get a styrofoam to-go box full of Chinese food for like, I think they had a lunch special of... It was like $8. I mean, it was loaded and sad. You can't do that anymore anywhere. I mean, it's like egg roll soup. They give you egg drop soup. Is that what it's called? Egg drop soup? Oh, it was awesome. I can't do that anymore. But yeah.
Now it's like $30 for one styrofoam container.
Oh, I was listening to a podcast today and this is a funny segment they did and I want to do it with you. What is your favorite rabbit to chase? What is your favorite rabbit hole that you like to go down?
I don't have a favorite rabbit hole.
What do you like to research?
Cottage core.
Out of here. Heather is like a week-to-week rabbit chaser.
This past week, I've done nothing but research.
What is cottage core? You do know last podcast you were like grandma core, so now we're on cottage core.
They're the
Tune in next week to see which core we will be at.
They're the same thing.
Oh my.
And I meant
we're gonna have to post a cottage core picture in our
It's all like these antique-y things and eclectic colors and things like that. And I'm just
ain't no cottage looking like that.
And it's just like these cute mismatched china and picnic baskets and more baskets.
Here we go with the baskets.
And then it's, oh, Matt, I found a cookbook, but it's not a cookbook, but it's like a serving others type of book. And it's like a basket. Oh, I'm going to read it. I'm going to tell everybody what it's called so everybody can buy one because it is the best. Let me find my books. Okay. A Basket by the Door by Sophie Hansen. Recipes for comforting gifts and joyful gathering. So the cover of it has a lady holding the most beautiful large basket filled with a quiche and jam and homemade bread and this cutesy old school looking Tupperware container and then a homemade bottle of dressing. And I was like, oh, that's so me. I want to do stuff like that. I need it. And then I found another book that I'm going to be ordering. The Cottage Core Baking Book.
No, you're not. You've got plenty of books back there you haven't even read yet. We don't even live in a cottage. When I think of cottage, I'm thinking like the Shire, and we need to be a hobbit living in some cottage like that.
I would love that. But you know what? I haven't found a house on the market that looks like that, so I'm going to have to make it myself. And then I found another book called Cottage Core Simplified. Let me finish reading it. A Guide to Countryside Charm, Comfort, and Happiness.
Okay, I want you to picture right now. I always like picturing things. When you think of a cottage, who do you see walking out the front door of a cottage right now?
Grandma. I think of my grandma's house.
Or I think of...
in my grandma's garden. What's that movie?
Rabbits. Peter Rabbit.
I watched that today while I folded laundry. No wonder you're on
cottage core.
I watched that while I folded laundry today because our kids don't want to watch anything I want to watch.
I wish I could have Heather's mind because she is like the dreamer. And she just like, I'm going to wake up in the morning and in our cottage with our decor and I'm going to be painting pictures and sipping coffee. All the while she forgets we have two daughters that are would run by, throw the canvas through the window, and spill her coffee everywhere. Cottage core. So Heather's favorite rabbit chase is whatever core is in her mind that week. Heather's a really good Pinterester. That is her hobby when we're sitting in bed at night and after we've read our book, prayed together. I like to watch TV. She just scrolls Pinterest for however long before we go to sleep. So I don't even know what she's looking at. Apparently cottagecore now. My favorite rabbit to chase. I don't know. I haven't chased. I chased a lot of rabbits studying the Bible. That's always fun. Like random something somebody puts on. Hunting. I used to just chase that rabbit all the time. Now that I don't do a lot of hunting now, so I don't really research that as much. I'm researching golf a lot now.
Yeah.
I know how to play golf, but...
He's really good at golf?
No. I know how to hit a ball.
Really good at golf.
And I can hit a ball somewhat straight most of the time. So...
He's very humble.
Heather just so happened to come with me. She was... How pregnant were you?
19 weeks.
Yeah, because we had just popped a balloon that showed it was going to be a girl. Gender reveals. We popped a balloon and we ate a cupcake. Wasn't that what we did for Josie was a cupcake?
A Twinkie. It was a disgusting pink filled Twinkie for Josie. Georgia got this fancy balloon.
We were at Hot Spring. No, we were at... Where is that? Greer's Ferry.
Yeah.
We went to the lake, Greer's Ferry Lake, and then we played golf at the Red Apple Inn.
It was so cute.
It was miserably hot.
Yes.
And it was like beautiful course, and it's like tucked into these massive trees, so there's no wind getting through, but it's like 105 and the humidity is 100%. I was dying. It was so hot. But it just so happened, this was like the one time or couple, one of the first times Heather's ever been to play golf with me. She was just chilling in the cart. And I just happened to be like 80 to 100 yards away from the pin. And I'm like, man, I hope I can get this close. And I just so happened to hit it like 6 to 10 feet past and it rolled back and went in the cup. And she was like, you should be on the tour. You should play professionally. You should just give up ranching and we should play this professionally.
It was wild. I was like, that's
never happened. So
my first time ever going golfing with you and that is what happened and it was just the coolest thing ever. And ever since then, I've liked golf.
Yeah, I love golf. Is fun, especially if you can get a good group of people to play with that don't really, I mean, it's cool that they like to play well, but like they're not going to get mad at themselves if they don't. But yeah, I don't know. It's usually like whatever hobby I'm starting or thinking about starting, or I'll obsess over it for a while and then do something else. My most consistent is probably just Bible study because I guess that's really my life, and I like to learn about all the weird stuff that I really don't ever teach or anything. So like today I was learning about some textual variant that somebody had made a post, and then somebody got on and commented about, oh, there's a textual variant there. And so I'm like, interesting. So I spent like an hour studying a textual variant, which is a technical term for Greek manuscript type stuff, original language stuff, which is always fun to study. I don't really ever bring that up in my teaching unless I see it's important, but yeah. I don't know. You have anything else for tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. What you got for me? Come on, bring it on.
Have you seen all of the trending Instagram reels that are like a wife cleaning, like her view of a clean house, what my family sees when the house is clean compared to what I see when the house is clean? Like, everybody keeps posting that. And I'm like, if there's nothing on the counters, the house is clean.
I don't think I'm in your algorithm right now. I'm not seeing. I'm probably going to see it now. My phone just heard me talk about clean house, and now I'm in trouble.
You've seen the one where it's like, you've also seen the other trending one that now, like, everybody has to copy the same video. Why does everybody think they have to remake the same video?
It's something weird. I've heard it through, like, the influencers talk about how, like, you know, the music that comes out.
If I
and
hear
it hits an algorithm, it hits a certain algorithm that
Beyonce song again on a reel.
Hey, what's up with that thing? Next. Also, like, it's weird how they push that song even on, like, Amazon Music. Like, we have a paid Amazon Music subscription, and we have
that
playlist
on your phone.
But no, we have it on Georgia's playlist, and it'll just push that song at the end of it because we'll forget to hit, like, repeat. I've never heard that song before.
I think you secretly have been listening to
I've it. Never heard that song. I didn't even know what that was.
It only happens when your phone is connected.
My phone's the only one ever connected. But yeah.
Anyway, everybody keeps remaking this same video. And in the video, it's the dad intercepting the children from the mom every single time. And
oh, yes. I know that one. I ain't doing that.
It's so funny, though, because you'll be in the living room with Josie and Georgia, and you'll be sitting with them, and Josie will come all the way to the bathroom. Mommy, I want a hot bottle. And she doesn't drink out of bottles. She drinks out of sippy cups. But forever, whenever
mom,
they
that
want.
That was some mom guilt right there. She wanted to make sure everybody didn't come at her in the comments because we have such a huge podcast. People were going to get her.
Oh, but
3-year-old still drinking bottles.
But our girls, when they want hot milk, it's, can I have a hot bottle?
Yeah.
No matter if it's in a glass or what, it's a hot bottle. And I'm like, Josie, why can't you ask your daddy? And she goes, you make it right.
She didn't tell me that.
You don't heat it up for exactly 32 seconds.
Yeah, that is just wild. I just press the add 30 seconds and let it go.
Everything has to be a certain temp to her or else
I feel like it's more
hot.
Exciting to do this podcast when there's not children down the hall waiting to wake up. And so we're like, okay, what's your other win for the week? Tell me. Yeah, it's been a fun week. I'm super pumped about tonight and getting to, man, it's just awesome watching somebody make a decision to have their whole life change pretty much. So,
yeah,
I still remember the day, April 13th, 2017, when Heather decided to make that change.
Yeah.
It was wild. We were talking about it tonight. It's always cool to reminisce on people's, like, conversions or coming to Christ stories.
Yeah, they're fun.
So yeah, maybe we'll one day tell you all about ours coming to Christ story and how we changed our lives and never looked back.
Yep.
But yeah, we try to get on the Facebook group. We're going to be asking about your wins tomorrow too. We want to hear, or Wednesday, which is tomorrow for us, which is today on the podcast.
Which is tomorrow for everybody.
But they're not going to know that when they're listening to this podcast.
Oh, well, then it's today.
Yeah,
it's if today. You're listening
hey,
to
welcome.
It.
It's Wednesday. Wednesday. We want to know what your wins are. We want to hear some positive feedback. We want to encourage others and be positive. And, man.
I had one more.
What?
Question.
What's your question?
So, I saw another thing on Facebook.
Oh, no.
You know those little, like, games you can play on Facebook where they pop up and say, this is your dog.
Yeah.
If you were a dog, you would be this.
Yeah.
I have a question first. If you click on those...
I'm not doing
and
it.
...and do them, do they automatically post them to your Facebook?
I don't
or
know.
Can you, like, say no?
I have no
That's
idea.
That's why
I'm
I've never clicked
push
on it.
It
because I want to know what my dog would be.
Okay.
But...
What would my dog be?
I don't know. What would your dog be? I'd probably be like a...
No. Oh, I know somebody who just got a new dog. And you would be this mix.
What?
This is a...
I'm a mixed breed. Are you serious?
Doodles are mixed breeds. And they're like the most expensive dogs.
Somebody messed up. And then
it's a Chihuahua Chow Chow mix.
What?
That is a Heather breed.
No, it's not. They have to look like you. I do not look like a Chow Chow. I'm so insulted right now.
Chow Chows have red hair.
But I'm not puffy.
You have lots of hair.
But my hair is not puffy. I picture myself being
this dog. No, this dog is tiny.
Those skinny, long-haired dogs that are in the Westminster thing.
Chihuahua Chow Chow mix. There we go. Oh, that is... Do not want to show you that one.
Are you digging your hole deeper now?
I would if this is not a... This is a... There's no way. That's not you. I'm not going to show you that.
I'm clicking on this thing. We're going to find out what my dog is.
Look at that.
That is not me.
Oh, no. That's Teddy, the one-eyed Chihuahua cross Chow Chow. Oh, man. I don't know. I would be a Griff. A wired hair pointing Griffon.
Yeah. Y'all resembled pretty well.
Yeah. That's so cool how... The owners of dogs resemble their dogs.
I can't remember what that dog is called now. They're super long-haired, skinny-faced, some sort of... I don't remember what they're called now.
Huh.
But I feel like that would be me with all that hair. Maybe. Or I'd be a Chihuahua.
Like a Bichon? No, that's a little dog too, isn't it?
I don't know.
Dog with long human-like hair. Perfect. That's not it. Oh, here it is. Oh, my. Oh, those are so funny looking. Not that you're funny looking. What is this? Oh, great. I have to go through it. Oh, an Afghan hound.
That's it.
Heather's an Afghan hound.
I feel like that would be me. Maybe. Yeah.
Sure. A red one. No, you could be a Yorkie. Oh, yeah. Or a Lhasa Apso.
What is
Lhasa
that?
Apso. Look at that. It's a Himalayan mount. It's a ancient breed that comes from the Himalayan mountains of Tibet. Wow! It was watchdogs in palaces and Buddhist monasteries. It looks like a
That's hilarious.
It looks like a Yorkie that was like in a rock band in the 70s. Oh my, a Pekingese. That looks like a gremlin.
What? I want to be a collie. Can I look like a collie?
You could be a Tibetan terrier.
What?
I don't know. I'm just looking up all these long-haired dogs. Oh, a Puli? A Puli? Puli? Okay, I've got to get off of this. A Yorkshire Terrier. Yorkie. Collie.
I think I could look
You'd
like
be a Shetland Sheepdog. Lassie.
I used to have a Sheltie. She was cute.
You could be my little lass. My lassie. All right. Very cool. What a fun episode. I'm not going to say that I enjoyed this one more than all the others because our daughter was gone. Daughters were gone. We have two of them. But it was easier to be loud, which for some reason I'm very loud most of the time. So any other final comments, final positive notes you want to end on? Be a positive maniac for the rest of this week.
Yes.
Say something positive to somebody today. All right. That's episode 5, I believe. Get into that Facebook group so we can know your wins and be a part of that. Leave a comment, subscribe, follow. Try to share this podcast with people so we can get just be positive and help with this world. And do our part to be a shining light for Jesus in the communities that we're in. We love Jesus. We want you to love him too. And we are excited to continue this podcast and keep it going. So, yeah. Have a great Wednesday. Have a great week. We will see you next week, or you'll hear from us next week. See ya.
Bye.